Good morning, everybody, and welcome to day three. Welcome to day three. Oh, my goodness gracious, are we having fun with stress yet? So here's what happens. When we are holding a new intention, your system, your field of being, your soul says, oh, they're paying attention, let's do this. And so what happens is these things, the volume of our life turns up in response to it to allow us to get it. So right now you may notice, or may not, you may notice things settling down. However, you may notice that the stress level may even be increasing. You saw that for me yesterday, didn't you? And so what's different about this, though, is that already, just in our first 2 days together, you have new strategies. You have new strategies for playing with things. You've got your what's right tracker going in your journal. You're starting to write in your journal. I've been reading some of your posts on Facebook. Someone saying, I haven't journaled ever. And oh my gosh, now I know what I've been missing. By the way, you haven't been missing anything because this was the time when you were supposed to start journaling. Not a minute before. So you're starting to point at what's right. You're starting to notice your noble qualities. Hopefully, you will be doing your homework today, which was to listen to the bonus call. The bonus call is, I think it's bonus call number 2, and that is the first day of a previous 21-day program where I guided you to your beautiful qualities. We did that in day 1 this time as well, but it was only one quality. That beautiful bonus call takes you to the room that is full of your guided, of your amazing qualities. And you get to see all of them. You can also play with the rack that we played with on Monday. But regardless, you now you're starting to get to know your noble qualities. And you're starting to be able to point at what's right in your life. And that's immediately changing the field of your being. And that is the stress spontaneous transformation session we had yesterday was incredibly powerful, that created a new paradigm that opened up your field of vision to see the diamond of truth that you are. So you can tap into that energy again. What was that need expressed yesterday? Just feel it. It can come back to you very quickly. So these are now tools that you have in your toolkit to manage stress. Now, here's what often happens. We have just created several neural pathways, several, in just 2 days together. This is day 3, right? I hope this is day 3. And we've got these brand new, beautiful, pristine neural pathways that are pointing at what's right, that is knowing the noble qualities, that remembers that need expressed, that diamond in the middle of the walnut, that remembers it. So that's now part of our conscious awareness. We are awakening to these things, okay? Now, the old neural pathway that I now call the shadow neural pathway because it is diminishing, the neural pathway of old beliefs that pointed everything that's wrong in our life. Focus our attention fully on what isn't going well. The old pattern that is using protection mechanisms like not committing or lashing out or procrastination. To protect ourselves, really, truly, that's what's happening. It's an old coping mechanism that is protecting ourselves from those walnuts that we're avoiding at all costs. Remember those walnuts of emotions, of old emotions from old traumas that are being held. Okay, so we are filled with these old moments of conclusions that we made in the midst of an upset about who we are and what life is. And in that, there's an emotion that never got expressed because it was not safe or dangerous. It's held in this walnut. And what's also held in this walnut, the walnut has a hard shell protecting us from the emotion so that we could survive, so that our psyche wouldn't shatter into a million pieces. And our beautiful mind our beautiful deep subconscious beliefs create these wild and crazy machinations of coping mechanisms to protect us from those walnuts. From those walnuts of emotions, we don't want to crack them open. And yet, the healing comes from giving voice to those emotions finally, cracking those walnuts open. And what's in the middle of that walnut that we discovered yesterday is the truth of you, is the diamond of you. And we get to remember who we are. So we've got all these things happening. We've got this new neural pathway that is pristine and shiny and new. We've got decades, maybe, of an old pattern of belief, an old way of doing things, the old set of coping mechanisms. Make sure my mic's on. Oh, my gosh, I freak myself out sometimes. I've done that twice now, not turn the mic on. Okay, I'm back. That's a moment of stress. That's an old coping mechanism for me. Did you see it? We're so adorable. But now I got to notice that. I got to notice what happens to my body. I had a little fight or flight in that moment. And you can start noticing these things too. That's an old pattern. And the old patterns show up not because they're trying to get you, not because they're trying to pull you back under. They're showing up to deliver beautiful, important, and powerful resistance to the new neural pathway. What if that were true? So the circumstances of our life sometimes increase a little bit when we're in a program like this because these new neural pathways want to grow quickly, and they grow fastest in resistance. Just like a muscle in the gym, we push against weight gym weights. We push against weights at the gym because they create resistance to grow our muscles, right? This is the same thing. I call it the neural pathway gym. So you're going to go to the neural pathway gym every time an old belief shows up, every time an old habit of pointing at what's wrong shows up. You're going to go to the neural pathway gym, which means you're going to do spontaneous transformation technique, the technique I did yesterday, the technique that's on the bonus audios. You've got several versions of them. It is the best thing to do in a moment of neural pathway gym. It's actually the gym. Spontaneous transformation technique is the gym. You get to go to spontaneous transformation gym and use the resistance that's in your life as a point of access now into this gym where you can transform and release something. So what if the things that are showing up in your life right now are here for you as moments of resistance to train the new neural pathway and strengthen it? What if that were true? What would that be like? And for the next couple of days, we're going to continue this and give you more and more and more tools to use when the old shadow neural pathway shows up and delivers some beautiful, important resistance. Wouldn't that be cool? Right? So if any of you are having technical difficulties, it's working okay. But I think Kate is saying that the video is freezing up. And, like, that's a moment of resistance. That's it. Just like yesterday in my stress meltdown because nothing worked prior to the call. Nothing. All the little details I have to get done, none of them worked. So I had a little meltdown. And sometimes that's part of the process, too, is to actually just feel the feelings. And then after our call yesterday, I did a spontaneous transformation on top of the stress one that we did, which was helpful. I had some shame that came up. And again, this is all mine, and all of these things are here for me. So I had shame show up and embarrassment that I had a temper tantrum, and I think it was maybe caught on the audio before the show started. I had some real shame and embarrassment about that. No accident that I had a dream the night before that, I have a temper tantrum behind stage and then the lights go on and I'm fine. That's not what life is. That's not how it works. And so the universe, which is me, is creating beautiful moments of resistance so that I get to play with that too. And I get to be fully authentic. And that's what our soul does for us. And sometimes it doesn't feel so good. I get it. It didn't feel good yesterday. And yet, it was a really powerful and important moment for me. It was a stake in the ground moment for me that I had a temper tantrum that, listen, I talk a lot about the fact that I have temper tantrums, but it's different to have someone actually witness one, to have my audience, you, the people I'm guiding, witness one. Oh man, there was some serious crap that showed up for me around that. And that was my moment. That was my shadow neuropathway showing up to deliver to me resistance that allowed me to move into a place that I never thought I could. It was pretty cool. And that's what's going to happen. Well, it may happen. It may not. You may have really moved through enough that that the new neural pathway is super strong. But what I know is oftentimes, and it's not that we're being tested. Truly, it's not. I don't like that word, being tested. I never liked tests. So that's just me. If you like being tested, then say it's you're being tested, and that's good. Instead, I like to look at it as this is a gym. This is my weight training. Like, we don't go to the gym and yell at the weights and say, how dare you? Why me weights? We don't do that. They're just there to offer resistance. So what if that were true for some of the circumstances that are showing up in your life right now? What would that be like? That they're no longer something to point at and say how horrible and I'm a victim of and I'm at the effect of. Instead, we can point at it and say, thank you, you're showing me an area of resistance, and now I get to do spontaneous transformation. Now I get to use it to pause and say, maybe that's not really who I am anymore. And we get to instead respond, instead of move into this reaction. We get to have a conscious response and say, I'm not choosing to go down that same road again. I have this new strength in me now. I know what my noble qualities are. And if you're not comfortable doing spontaneous transformation just yet because you're new to it, then instead remember the qualities of you in that moment. There's such power in you. It's there. And we're just going to unwrap and unravel and unwind and peel away some of these old beliefs that are no longer serving you. And it's happening. And you know why? How I know it's happening? Because your soul is ready. And you know how I know your soul is ready? Because you're right here. You're right here listening right now. That's how I know. So there's a beautiful unwinding that is happening right now. There's a beautiful unwinding that is happening right now. That's it. As your mind chews on this, as your beautiful, amazing mind chews on this, and at the end of the day, the mind really, 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 really wants to serve and love and honor. The mind really, really wants to make sure you're okay. And right now, the mind, the heart, which is also kind of the higher self, has been vacated because of so much pain and upset that has happened. It was just too painful to stay in the heart. And so the mind had to take over and do a task it wasn't designed to. And it feeds off the things that are deep in the unconscious. Remember the little boy that was having the amazing day, you know, and got attacked by a dog and almost went from absolute bliss to absolute terror that he was going to lose his life. Do you remember that? He ran home and ran into the kitchen, and his mom looked him up and down, and she was dealing with his other six brothers and sisters and said, you're fine, go to your room, and then yelled at him for losing a skateboard. Now, that story is the story of trauma. And so what we're doing right now is we are reminding all of your little girls and boys of who they are, who they were before that thing happened. And we're reminding them in turn of their strength and their power. So here's what also happens in trauma, is that those moments, we get confused and we get, and in a healthy situation, they would have made us much, much stronger. They actually have made us stronger. In a healthy situation, had the boy been loved and honored in that moment, by the mom. Had she understood that he lost the skateboard for a really good reason, had she been there and present for him, and had the neighbors been even more present for him and come over with the dog and afterwards, and the dog and him became friends, and if that had all happened in that moment, no walnuts would have been created, no conclusions would have been made. All that would have happened is a growing, a strengthening, a power that life delivers, right? That didn't happen for most of us. For most of us, we had to repress the emotion in the moment in order to survive. And so the processes that we're doing here will allow us to do something different. Will allow us to unwind these old emotions, which gives you tremendous freedom. I talked a lot about freedom as part of this program, in large measure because when we move out of this what's wrong with our life and constantly focusing on it and getting completely overwhelmed, and usually because of past things that happened and the beliefs that we created out of them, and they just keep pounding us, when we do that, we are in a prison. And through these processes and through these 7 days and maybe the rest of the 14 days, when we play together and break these old habits of thinking and go in and unwind them, go into the core beliefs, and unwind them, they no longer run us by default. They no longer run us by default. This is in part why affirmations and things like that don't work as well. They work. They're good. They're lovely. I'm not saying not do them. However, unless we unwind the core, the affirmations will dance on the top, and most of the core will say, that's not true. Now, an affirmation, when you notice that the core is saying, that's not true, is a point of access for us to then go in and unwind. And that's what we're doing here. So one of the things, it's already 8:17, but we've had already some powerful healing, and I'm going to take you on a little journey. However, I want to bring something into your journal today. I'll create it as an exercise in tomorrow's email, okay? So what I'd like you to do today in your journal, and what I'd like you to do for the next 3 days, okay? So today, Wednesday, doesn't matter if you're listening later. Today, tomorrow, and the next day, all right? We're going to go on a complaint diet. Okay? We're going to go on a complaint diet. So grab a few pages in your journal and write complaint diet at the top. And what that means is that we are going to see if we can play in not complaining for the next 3 days. No complaining. Now, you're going to be pretty amazed. I'm going to do this with you, and I suspect I'm going to be pretty amazed too. Shoot, I already complained this morning, so I got to start fresh now. No complaining for 3 days. And what I want you to do instead of I don't want you to make yourself wrong, because complaining is a natural process that happens when we are in stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. It is part of the puzzle that creates stress and overwhelm. Because it re-engineers our attention back into what's wrong. So you might be amazed at how much you complain. And this may not necessarily be easy, but it's going to be very simple. And I want you to capture thoughts about when you complain, noticing that you complained, what it felt like when you were complaining, and see if you can use it as a point of access each time to either do a spontaneous transformation or remember your noble qualities or remember the diamond in the middle of that need express that we did on day two. Okay, so 3 days without complaining. And that doesn't, again, no judging if you complain, because right now most of us, including me, are used to it. It's a habit. So right now we're just going to be using it. The next 3 days is a moment of noticing how much, how often, and when, and how, and why we complain. And again, remember, when we are noticing that when and how and why we're complaining, when we notice that, we now kind of have it, are in command of it, instead of it running us in the unconscious, instead of it kind of having us. We now have it. We now are in command of it because we can see it. We can observe it. We can know it. And once you know it, you cannot know things. Once you see it, it's seen. And now, when it's happening, you'll have pause. Isn't that cool? So for the next 3 days only, that's all, just 3 days, today, tomorrow, and the next day, complain-free zone. No complaining. And again, if you do, just notice it and capture it in your journal. Notice what your thoughts were. Notice what your emotions were. Notice what you're complaining about. Notice if there's a pattern there. Whatever you notice, capture in your journal, okay? Complain-free zone for 3 days. Okay, okay, okay. So to help you with this, I'm going to take you on a little journey. And we're going to discover where the complaining came from, okay? So right now, bring your attention into the white room, that beautiful white room that has no thing in it. No thing is in this white room. Just white and love and neutrality and stillness, the healing kind of stillness, you know, the still, velvety, loving, powerful, nurturing stillness. We bring ourselves into this white room, that's it. And there is a thick string, like a thick piece of yarn, and it has a color that's kind of dangly there, and it's a horizontal dangle. And so you kind of pick up this string, and you notice that the string, as soon as you hold it, is a string of complaining. I know it sounds weird, but you know immediately, as soon as you hold this string, this is a string of complaining. Huh, fascinating. And as you start to follow the string along, you're going to start to, the string is going, is leading somewhere. So you're going to hand over hand follow the string along, and it ends in front of someone that you know. Maybe an aunt, an uncle, a grandparent, maybe an ancestor, it may be your mother, your father, your sister, but it lands in front of someone. And you realize that they are one of the sources of complaining that is in your field of being. One of the sources of complaining. So some of it isn't yours. It's a habit you learned. So, and if you don't know who the person is just yet, it's okay. Just imagine that there's someone there that embodies this complaining energy. Okay? And for those of you who aren't visual, no worries, just sense. Just sense, and if some of you are finding this a little weird and not quite getting it, just pretend you get it. Just pretend that you follow the string, and at the end of the string is the source of complaining. It's one of the reasons why complaining kind of got held in your field of being. So we're going to just become this beautiful observer, observing this individual who has kind of installed complaining into our field of being, into our soul's field. And we just look at them as an observer now. We are in the place of neutral, embodying a place of neutrality that also has within it compassion. And we just observe this person who complains a lot. And there might be a couple people, and that's okay too. And so as we observe this person, we are dispassionate, if you will, a little bit. We are detached. We are watching this like it's a movie. We have compassion in turn as we find our detached nature. We feel ourselves being embodying this beautiful observer because the space is so neutral. And we are able to look through these neutral eyes, the eyes of God itself, if you will, at this individual. And we see that they have really good reason for why they complain so much. They have really, really, really good reason, don't they? And we just find some compassion for them. We see that there's a reason why they complain. We see that they have a lot of walnuts in their body, a lot of held emotions. We see that there's a lot of weird, warped conclusions that they made about themselves and life that have deepened the unconscious. We see that all of these things gave them really powerful reasons to complain, and that complaining was a coping mechanism for that. We see this now. And we see that they were doing the best they could, and complaining was one of the few things that they knew how to do to release the tension. So we just see them and honor them, and we know that we've learned from them. And then we look down and we see that there's some attachments from them to us and from us to them. It's not just one way. We see that there's some cords that are between us that are keeping us kind of in this stuckness, that are kind of keeping the complaining as ours, even though it's not ours. So in our dominant hand is a beautiful tool that can easily dissolve these amazing cords, these amazing strings that are attaching us to them and them to us. And we are just, with each cord, we're just going to dissolve it with this beautiful tool and lovingly dissolve it with compassion. No violence, no, just compassion. That there's a really good reason why they complain, really good reason why we learned that complaining, really good reason why we've used that complaining ourselves as a coping mechanism, really good reason why we've been attached with these strings, and now is the moment where we no longer require it. All of those things somehow served us. So we just use this beautiful tool and we dissolve all of the strings of attachment to this person or to these people. And we just watch the strings dissolve away. And we watch their expressions change to one of freedom. One of, oh, that feels good, I feel more free. We watch our physical body move into a place of relaxation as we no longer have the tension of the pulling of these strings. And with one of the last strings, there's kind of a larger rope. We're not going to dissolve that rope just yet. With that one last rope, they have looked at us in our eyes and have agreed that they are going to pull this rope and claim it as their own. And as they tug at this rope, the energy of their complaining that was installed with us moves away from our body, moves away from our soul and our field of being, and moves back to that, and they claim it. They say, yes, this is mine. Yes, this is mine. They take it back. Ah, and there we are, standing there, feeling the freedom of this. That complaining part wasn't ours. And for some of you had many, those ropes released it. And now there's this beautiful healing that has happened, and we are whole. And in this moment, we are elevated to receive our soul light. We are elevated up to meet the part of us that has lived with the infinite and the eternal in the divine energy, and the container of our field of being is able, without all of these attachments, to open up easily. And what flows in is this beautiful, incredible, nurturing, sweet, gossamer light of our very soul. And we are filled with this light. And all the places where those complainings were released, were removed, we are filled with light. We are filled with our soul light, and the light knows exactly where to go into our body, into our mind, into our thoughts. And it just concentrates in the areas where it's needed most. And when we really observe this light, we see that it's us. It's our eternal soul that is filling us and reminding us of who we really are. And the areas of concentration are areas of deep nurturing and love, where we are loved and honored and seen and acknowledged and transformed and healed. We are filled and filled and filled so that every nook and cranny of our body, our emotions, our mind, our soul itself is filled with our soul light, with this nurturing, healing light, this cooling salve of love and healing, this soothing balm of nurturing light that is our light. So it meshes beautifully. It concentrates in the areas we need it most. And we notice our thoughts are being washed with this beautiful light. Our emotions are being washed with this beautiful light. And there's a softening happening in all parts of us as we are filled with our soul light. That's it. We filled that to the top. It's overflowing a little. What rushing down around our the outside of our body, washing us clean. That's it. And so we feel ourselves renewed in this moment. And we look up and we see that those individuals who had installed the original complaining are so happy. They're so happy that we handed it back to them. They're so happy that we uninstalled it. They're so delighted that we have discovered ourselves as they couldn't. They're happy for us. And for some of you who that might seem like a tall order, just imagine it's their soul that's looking at you, not the person that was here, or not the person that is here that is very, very, very distant from their soul. But their soul itself is happy and delighted that you have reclaimed your being and have released these strings of attachment and handed back that part that wasn't yours. Ah, that's it. And in this moment, we just kind of do a couple of spins around. And in that spinning, it's as if we integrate the energy that is here, the integrate the new part of us. And as we spin the other way, we release anything that's no longer needed. That's it. And now we stand and we say goodbye to these beautiful souls and we stand in this place of light. We stand in this place of nothing and we just integrate this amazing energy. We feel ourselves renewed today. That's it. And we see the cloak of our qualities over there. And we go over to the rack and we see all the shimmering qualities. And we decide to pick a new one today. And I'm picking the cloak of wisdom for myself. What is your cloak? And we put the cloak on in this new body almost, this new field of being. And we watch as the cloak nestles over our shoulders as if it's hugging us. And we start to feel this energy of this quality moving into our field and merging with the light that is in there, with our soul light. And it's as if there's a drop of this quality that's dropped into the soul light, and the soul light shimmers through our whole body with this beautiful quality and awakens within us even more. And we just tap into what it would be like to live our life differently in a way. What if we lived our life from this quality? What would our life look like and how would it be different? And just tap into it in this moment. What it would be like if we lived in this quality daily, if we found at least pockets every day where we knew this quality was true, where we emulated it, where we felt it, where we played within it, we expressed it. What would that be like? Describe it to yourself right now. What would it be like? That's it. That's it. Beautiful. Beautiful. That's it. And feel that and dance within that. That's it. Awesome. Awesome. Okay, so I have a little, bring your attention back to here. That's it. Bring your attention back to here now and just take a nice deep breath with me. I have a little housekeeping. And as you open your eyes right now and come back to this moment, just open your eyes from this quality. Open this eyes from this energy of knowing that there is this beautiful light within you that is healing and transforming. Notice what it feels like to not have that complaining within you anymore from that person. And now you're really prepared for your 3 days in a powerful way. That's it. Just feel what it feels like to have your eyes open in this energy. Oh, that feels good. Yes. So we've had really so many of you reach out and say, okay, how do I become part of the 21 days? And I'm going to share that with you today, an opportunity. I didn't want to inundate you with it before. If you would like to be part of the 21 days, you just go to 21daystress.com, 21daystress.com, and that allows you to upgrade to be part of the whole 21 days, which means you get the 7 days. You still get these 7 days. Everyone is watching. Who decides not to do it, you're good. You get these seven days. And you get to upgrade to own the last 14 days. Okay? So if you go to 21day, 21daystress.com, 21daystress.com. You get the opportunity to upgrade to continue the journey starting next Monday on day 8. Okay, so if that's something that is resonating with you, go for it. And I want you to know there's no pressure, really, truly. Just tap into your body and feel, has this been serving you? We're only on day 3 here. Imagine if you did this every day for the next for the rest of the time together. I can't think of how many days left that is. Was that 19 days? That is habit-breaking territory. 21 days is known to be habit-breaking territory. And it creates a really refined change that is very deep and very powerful over the full scope of our time together, over 21 full days. So if that's something that you're wanting, if you're really feeling like this could be the answer and this could be the thing that changes, then join me for longer than just the 7 days and keep going with me on this journey into June. Now, 21 days in the whole scope of your life is going to be less than a blink. However, these 21 days are going to be a stake in the ground that you'll remember for a very, very long time, that you'll look back in this and say, this was the time when I decided to really claim my freedom, to find space in your field. Because I don't know, but if you're noticing this, the world is a very strange place right now. And you are the cutting edge of how to not only change it, but transform yourself within this so that you can model for other people how to be within a framework of extreme. That's what this course is about. You're here because you're going to experience something over the next 21 days that is not only going to dramatically change your life, it's going to change your friends and family's life, and it's going to change the planet. Because what you're learning here is on the absolute front wave of transformation. And when at the end of 21 days, you're going to have something, a set of tools that is going to allow you to continue the journey and grow in ways that you won't imagine. And people are going to approach you next month and later this summer, and they're going to say to you, what did you do? How did you change? And you get to point to this. And, of course, all the other things you created. And it's not me that's doing this, by the way. It's you. You're creating this. You created this. I heard you in my dreams, and you said, I want to play with stress, Jen. And I created these weird 21-day programs. This started last year. You reached out to my soul and said, please, please create this. And every single day, I listen to you. So, again, if you want to continue, 21, 2, and then daystress.com, 21daystress, 21daystress.com will allow you to continue the journey. Now, for those of you who invested in the $7, I have something very exciting for you, okay? So for those who invested the $7 initially to upsell to own this week, you're going to get another amazing gift. I'm really excited to share that to you. So watch your email in the next couple of days where I'm going to give you a gift, okay? So thank you for letting me share a little bit about that. I'm going to be posting it on the page as well. So for those of you who didn't write it down quick enough, 21daystress.com, no worries. I'm going to be posting it on the page shortly. So it will be popping up there for you. Okie doke. So thank you for an amazing day. And get ready for your 3 days of no complaining, okay? So 3 days, no complaining. 3 days, no complaining. Isn't that cool? Did you catch yourself already complaining? Like, why is she stopping? It's all good. You're just going to notice it. And if you complain, don't judge yourself. Use it. Okie doke. You guys are doing so great. We're only on day 3. Yay. Okay, I'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye, everyone.